originally I didn't think we'd have a shiur, and for those who aren't here, so then they could either be impressed or blame Didi. Didi is the one responsible for tonight's shiur. With such cheshek to learn, I couldn't turn it down, even though I had no time or strength really to prepare. So hopefully we'll get through it, and yeshikach for your ahavas haTorah. Okay, we're up to Os Tes Vav, which is going to discuss very briefly what the right time to do a bris milah is, really primarily for an Eved Kenani. And then we're going to do hopefully Os Tes Zayin, which is a little bit more lebedik, which has to do with if you do a bris after the eighth day, which is Shelo Bezmana, would you do it on Shabbos? And the answer to that, as you probably all know, is no. The answer is no. But if you did do it on Shabbos? Okay. So, the Minchas Chinuch begins Os Tes Vav, that's page Yud Aleph and the new ones. Alan, you were coming?
Yeah, I'm coming. I have to get a pencil.
So the Minchas Chinuch says as follows. Hine Zman HaMitzvah B'yom V'Valayla. As we've seen before, you have to do bris during the daytime, not the night hours. Umilu B'zmana Docha Shabbos V'yontif, as is well known from the Pasuk, that a bris on the eighth day is Docha Shabbos V'yontif. And Shelo B'zmana Ein Docha Fil Yontif. But if it's not the eighth day, because you had to delay, the baby was green, yellow, blue, whatever, so then there is no Dechi of Shabbos, you'd wait till after Shabbos V'yontif.
Not because of
kilful. I'm not sure. Unless you would say maybe because of mitoch.
I was just going to say
mitoch. Maybe you would say, you know, mitoch shechita is mutar on Shabbos Yontif. That's the same halacha. No, but so mitoch is mitoch shehutra letzorech, hutra nami lami letzorech. So if you hold of mitoch, which is a big machlokes, but if you hold of mitoch, I'm not sure. Maybe that's what he's alluding to. That's a discussion. It's not so bashit.
Yes.
So what we say we talk about, these are every single set part of that sentence is subject to debate. It's complicated stuff, Peitzel. Okay. So, but any bris milah, it's not bismana, it's not docha Shabbos or yontif. Continues the Minchas Chinuch. Ach, yesh kama de misveka mahalin lo l'shmona, vein docha in Shabbos. There are those who have certain svekos. But anything that's misafik, that's something we're going to get back to as well. If it's misafik, you also wouldn't be docha Shabbos. Dina meil mevur b'rama mevetur, im arich v'chal prad, the prad sar chibur v'yuchad, as he likes to say, raksas aris arshum, right? If I was going to give you a thorough discussion, we'd need a whole new book. So I'm going to give you a few little notes. So now we discuss, as I said, the two points. One we're going to discuss now is the mila of avadim, and the next one we'll discuss is mila on Shabbos. So he quotes the Gemara, there's a famous Gemara, a Mishnah discussion in Masech to Shabbos, Taf Kuflam and Heyav and Vez. Dinei Yolid Bayez Umiknas Kesef. So the introduction to that is as follows. Based on the Psukim, the Mishnah and the Gemara Darshan, that when it comes to having an Eved Kenani, again, let's be clear, an Eved Ivri is a Jew L'chol Dover, there's no Shaila. But an Eved Kenani has this partial conversion when you buy him, or her, if you buy a woman, a female slave, and then they're Mechliyah becoming Mitzvos. In the context of discussing your ownership of an Eved Kenani, especially as it relates to certain mitzvot, such as Mila, the Psukim use two different terms to describe those avodim. Sometimes they refer to it as a yolid bias, right? It's part of your house, even though it's not your family member, but it's part of your household because you own that family, that slave, and this is a yolid bias, it's a member of the household, this little baby who we're now talking about, or the alternative that the Pasuk refers to is a miknas kesef. Again, some property that you, in a sense, a property that you own. And the Gemara, Chazal, see that double phrase as referring to two different halachic categories. One being, to be simplistic about it, the yolid bayis is when the baby is born under in your ownership. And miknas kesef is when you buy, let's say you buy an adult. You buy an adult male. You know, here it is. You invest in a plantation in the deep south. It's a big tobacco field. You know, and Yidden is going to do that work. You know, and you see, you figure, I'm going to go buy me some Eved Kenanim and know what they're doing around the field. So you're buying these 35-year-old guys with ripped muscles, only one problem. They never were circumcised. So that's the one. Now that's Mikne Bias. Now you have to circumcise them. That's not Yolid Bias, that's Mikne Kesef.
If it would be Yolid Bias, you wouldn't have to?
But you would, you do. So what's Lamai Nafkamina? That's what we're about to see. There's two separate Mechayivin. There's two separate categories which are learned out from Chazal say from the Psukim. One din is Yolid Bayis, the other din is Miknas Kesef. They write, they both need a bris, but their dinim are going to be different about when the bris is and if Halacha Shabbos. Says the Minchas Chinuch, again paraphrasing the Gemara, L'chvi ha-mavur sham, mishkakas lo, the havlad be'ez leidoso, chal alov chiv miloso lishmona. If you have a vlad who's born into the Jewish family, he's born as a Jewish slave, an epiknani, meaning but a Jewishly owned slave, then his mila is on the eighth day. Umiloso docha Shabbos. His mila is even docha Shabbos.
Wait, so
he's
do a bris mila on Shabbos, but that's for every single bris. You could do it to any kind, even someone who's born on Shabbos, they have bris on Shabbos.
Yes, we're talking about an Eved Kanani, not just a not a regular Jew, an Eved Kanani.
Yeah.
Okay. Now this next phrase, I tried to read this over three times this afternoon. I'm still not sure I know the next phrase. What do you mean? What he's referring to? The rest of the paragraph makes sense to me. I'm sure not sure about the next paragraph. Next phrase. V'toch shmona nischadei shalov shenimul takef ve'eno docha Shabbos. I think that may mean if you buy the child. I think this is what it means. This is my best guess. If you buy the baby when he's 3 days old, before he's 8 days. So when he was just regular Joe Smith. You know, they gave him the bris. They gave him his name at church on the second day. And you bought him on the third day. Such a case, you have to give a bris immediately. It's paradoxical, but we're going to see that's confirmed the rest of the paragraph. Only a child who's born into it, being a Kanani, do you wait till 8 days. Anyone else who you buy, mix the kesef,
immediately.
Even if it's toch shmoni, even if it's before 8 days.
I think that's true.
Yeah, that's what he said. I think that's what he's referring to. I'm just not sure that's what he's referring to. But
it doesn't say that it's...
Let's finish the paragraph. We'll see if we can make sense of it. Because he's going to discuss a few different variations. Just let's continue. Kigon, he says, Yisrael sheyesh lo shifcha, shetov lo kfar, v'yol de'etzlo. You have a shifcha, a female slave. She's already been tovel. She's your property. V'yol de'etzlo, and has this child. Zehava lo kuliyame yolet bayez shenimo lishmona v'docha Shabbos. So there, that child's born into being an Eved Kanani. Poshet, that's a child that's going to be a din. Which din? Yalid Bayez. Yalid Bayez is what parallels or mimics our children. 8 days.
Right away.
It's a kula and a chumra, so to speak. You know, if you will, a weakness and a strength. It's 8 days and it's Docha Shabbos. But you do have to wait till 8 days. I paragraph of the other Demila Shem, the Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch, Ula Acher HaLeida. What if the child's already born? What if here is now the Michal Chinuch gets clever? You own a slave. She gives birth. So you say Mazel Tov. You also tell your investment manager. You just made a little. it's also an investment when it's an Eved. It's also equity. And you tell the Mishpacha, guess what? 8 days. 8 days is going to be a bris. Then for whatever reason, you didn't do the bris day one or day two because that's the din of 8 days. On day three, you sold. Didi is expanding. Didi is Mavodim. So you sell the. Exactly. The Minchas Chinuch assumes that paradoxically, even though it was a mechudesh, took a thing, even though the child had a din of 8 days, but that's only if I keep him. But if I sell him, then it becomes a din of Mikdas Kesef and requires the bris mila right away. What if you buy a shivcha with her vlad? She's pregnant. Mikra miknas. Excuse me. With a little baby. Mikra miknas kesef shenimo leechad. You meaning you do it right away. The day you buy it, the first day. Okay, go to lagav shivcha lubreha. Or you basically rent her as a surrogate. You're buying her, but not in any work. You're buying her for her vlados. Any child she gives birth to is your eved. Kaven the ein la'adon chelik be'aim. Again, he says, since you don't have a chelik in the mother, she can't work for you. Have a miknas kesef, shenim olecha, and then that child. Yes, because you can do it right.
Not even born yet.
And that means you're going to give the baby the birth day one of its life. Not day one you own it. Although in here
it's both. You own it as a flood.
That's correct. Because she can't, because she can't have a lacher later, and especially if the baby's already born, then for sure it's on day one. Have a miknas kesef, eisel yisrael zeshikonik eisel venim olecha.
The only time it's considered part of your family
is if you own the mother full-fledged and she gave birth in your property. Exactly. Now, at the end of the paragraph, he's going to say maybe he's not sure, but that's what he's saying at this point. Correct. Imke bevlad zeh, and this is the chiddush, nechlaf or nechalev, nechlaf achiyuv. His chiyuv switched. The kodem shenimkar nima lishmona. Because when you kept ownership of the vlad, we had given a psat day 8. La'achar shenimkar, but then you sold them down the block to your neighbor. Nimo miyad gets the bris right away. Ve'en adocha Shabbos. So that's his assumption.
That's a weird chiyuv. The chiyuv is right away, but not enough for Shabbos.
Well, that's true in general by the two categories. That's based, if you look in the Gemara, Blessed the Mila, that's paradoxical, but that's the case.
So one second.
The chiddush of the Minchas Chinuch, which is not...
If he owns the shivcha and then the vlad is chiyuv and it's still not docha Shabbos?
It is.
That would be, but kinyan kesef is not docha Shabbos.
Correct, that's in the Gemara. The chiddush of the Minchas Chinuch, which is not discussed in the Gemara, I don't think, this is his chiddush, is what if you have, the switcheroo. The baby is born as a Yolid Bayis, therefore you said 8 days Docha Shabbos, but then you sold him, and therefore the new owner is the Mignas Kesef.
So for sure it's not Docha Shabbos. I mean, according to...
That's what he just said. But now he just says he's not sure. But that was his Chiddush. That's not in the Gemara. That's his Chiddush.
Uh-huh.
And you could easily... why would you argue on that? Because you could say that whenever you...
There's
a Shas Chiyus. We read in Ge'ez Kapaskin that this child is a day 8. Who said you can change the Psak? And that's what he says now in the last two lines.
Well, I'll tell you why also. Because let's say the kid had a chiyuv, then you sold him to a goy. So if he sold a Jew hypothetically to a goy, the goy sells a chiyuv.
The goy doesn't have any chiyuv.
No.
The Jew has a
chiyuv. Let's say you sold a Jewish blood, hypothetically.
A real Jew.
To the real Jew. You sold it to the goy. It doesn't change the chiyuv.
The boy, a Jewish boy always needs a bris.
If the Jew sold the blood to the goy, so even though he had a din, it's a different, even though he had that chalos of 8 days, it went away as soon as he sold it to the goy, because it's still a goy to a goy now. Now everything's fine. We're
right, right.
It should make sense that it should change.
Good, so that's what he says
chalos
at the end.
Makes sense.
But at the end, he says no. I mean, he's not sure. He just says he's not sure. Evshar, kevin de b'shas ha'leda chal alav chiyuv shmona, when the baby was born, at that moment there was a chiyuv of 8 days, av shenim kalo, nivka chiyuv. Maybe that doesn't change. V'chal tzirim b'gamara heim, Hakol b'shas leida, and he points out that in the Gemara doesn't discuss this. The Gemara is only discussing different cases where b'shas leida there would be a din. Sometimes the din is one, sometimes the din is eight, sometimes the din is yes Shabbos, sometimes no Shabbos. But every one of the cases in the Gemara, we were just passing on a shas leida. It took the Minchas Chinuch's creative and fertile mind to come up with the case where you could potentially jump rails. Exactly. He's not sure. So his first instinct is really like what Didi said. But then, you know, like many times in life, you know, when it's all theoretical, you know, in the beginning, you're all very ambitious and very creative. When it comes time to pull the trigger, you walk up to the ledge, you need to look down, maybe not. So in the first, you know, the only part of the paragraph, he was all full of gusto with his big finish. The other paragraph, he goes, maybe not. That's his topic, and, you know, Meheri Yabada, but right now it's not exactly Lamaisa, so no one's really been poaching such a topic, but that's what he leaves out there for our curiosity.
In other words, it may be that even when you sell it, even the Miknas Kesef, it's still 8 days. Is that?
Let's hear. I ate too much of the Hanukkah dinner, so let me stretch and get some exercise. and now that she's working for a Jewish woman, this time with the longest skirt, she's very tanua. This is our mother. Now she looks very skinny because she recently gave birth. She's one of those women, you know, the other woman, hey, she's skinny the day after she gives birth. Here we have a little baby Eved. Ooh, so cute.
Don't give up your day job.
let me do this, please, okay? So here we have a little baby. This is the family. This is owned by the Goldbergs. Okay? They say, Mazel Tov, this little baby is a Yolid Bias. Then, right, day 8, and Docha Shabbos. Right? That's what we just said. Now, what happens if, turns out that this little boy is so cute, that the Silversteins, they say, ooh, this is going to grow up to be a handsome, strong Eved. We want him. So on day 5, they buy him. Now he misses his mommy and liked the Goldberg, so he's now sad. He's very sad. He's very sad. But too bad. That's life. Unfortunately, he's got a raw deal. He's an Eved. Now the Shiloh is, when did the Silversteins give him a bris? That's the Shiloh. So, Mitzad Echad, you say, now he's Kenyan Kesef.
Right away.
Sinyan Kesef, because now they, cause he wasn't born to the Silversteins, they bought him. So then you would say, day one, and not Docha Shabbos. But at the end of the paragraph, he says, maybe not.
This he has a din.
Maybe because here he got a din, so to speak, he got a stamp. Maybe he has. Maybe it all goes by Azlinon. We go by Achar Shas Leida. And Shas Leida, he was a number eight. That's the suffix he leaves. Okay. Anyone want to take a picture? It can be made as a lithograph.
What
for the shul. I'll autograph it.
What was the reason that it's not Docha Shabbos? What was the reason that it's not Docha Shabbos? Since the halacha is that the brus is supposed to take place miyad, and there's really not a hechit temsa for this eved to come into your property on Shabbos, so as soon as you have this eved for Shabbos to come, it would be past the zaman. So whether that can be just be incorporated into the din of not this man rather than just a separate explanation for why it's not Docha Shabbos.
I don't know. Think about it. Okay? Moving on. Tez Zayin. V'chol Hamilos. She'enen Docha Shabbos. So you have a child, this is like Maisim B'chol Yom, the Moel says that, the bilirubin is high, the table is a little yellow, Bris is not going to be the 8th day. The 8th day was Thursday. It's not the 8th day. So they go back Friday, everyone's waiting, it's Friday, it's going to be busy, it's a short day, they're waiting, the Moel says, still, nope, not ready. Shabbos morning, the Moel comes and takes a look, and says, you know, baby's ready, let's do the Bris. It turns out, of course, that if they had asked the rabbi would have told them, you only do a Shabbos if it's on the 8th day. What if they went ahead and inappropriately did the bris on Shabbos, but it wasn't the 8th day, it was the 9th day, the 10th day, or the 110th day, whatever. But they didn't do it on the 8th day. What is the ramifications of such an action? This is what he discusses in the third paragraph.
Not supposed to do something, whether if you do it, it's machlokes.
You have it, Mahani. You have it, Mahani. You're both hit on what's going to be discussed in the next two paragraphs. Exactly. So, before we get into the razzle dazzle, he's going to get to that shortly in a moment, Mamish, but before he gets to that, it says, Vada Yosa. So, the assumption that the Minchas Chinuch is going to then question, analyze, defend, but first, to his credit, first he sticks his neck out there. Then he'll start worrying about defending the neck. First, the Minchas Chinuch sticks his neck out there, and he says, in his opinion, it's clear that even though there's Chil Shabbos, it does not affect the kashrus of the Mila. The Bris Mila is kosher. Vada Yotzei Ein Etzar Chazitam Dam Bris Rak Yisura De Ava. The Moel did a terrible Isser. If it'd be B'mezid, he'd be Chayv Misa. If it's B'shogeg, he's Chayv Achatos. But the child is a fully kosher Gamalt Jew. He would not need a Tavaz Dam Bris. That's the Menchas Chanech Shita. And now he'll start questioning it, defending it, and analyzing it, but that's his instinct. That's what he says. I in the Gemara Shabbos, Sagrada Zemila, Gabe Misha Hayolo, Shnei Tinokos, that's his Raya. There's a Mishnah that discusses two kids. One kid who was supposed to have a bris on a Friday, and it was late, and they did the bris on Shabbos. And one kid whose bris was supposed to be on Sunday, and they jumped the gun, and they did it early, and they did it on Shabbos. So the context there, the Mishnah is talking about the Yechai V'chatos, etc., etc. But there, the implication says the Minchas Chinuch, no one ever says about the Friday case, they discuss, maybe need a chatos, maybe it was an Avera, but no one there in the Mishnah says that it wasn't a bris. There's no word of Tatafas on bris in that Mishnah. So it says the Minchas Chinuch, that's a riot that the bris Mila is kosher. Ulechora, now he asks on it, and now he asks, he's going to get to Didi's question later, but first he asks Alan's question. Ulchara kasha, name a kol milsa d'amar rachmana leisavid yovid lomahani. This is the phrase that's made famous by the Gemara Masechta Tmura, if memory serves, is a top talit or something like that. In the beginning of Masechta Tmura. Tmura is an institution which is by definition usur. Tmura means you had a behemoth that was makdish as a carbon, and you, for whatever reason, you don't want that animal to be your carbon, you want something else to be your carbon. That is called Tmura. It's usur to do such a thing. But we assume, this is what's debated in the Gemara, we assume that such a thing would, it would work if you would transfer the Kedusha to the animal, even though you did an Avera. And the Gemara there, in light of that, raises the question, that is assuming E-Ovid, you shouldn't do it. E-Ovid, but if you did do it, Mahani, it works. But then you have a Manda Amra that says, no, it shouldn't work. E-Ovid, called Amar Rahman Allah Savid, the Torah told you not to do it. E-Ovid, Lo Mahani. So E-Ovid Lo Mahani is like, you know, there's a shadow of that. Whenever you have somebody doing something that's wrong, but that has some tangential ramification, the shadow is always, would you say E-Ovid Lo Mahani or not? So that's what Mechaskan is saying. Maybe you should say, since he did an Avera, he wasn't supposed to do it. If he did an Avera, well, we're going to reward him and let the bris count. It should be disqualified. He should not be able to be Otze to bris mila. It's a good question. It's a good question. There's a lot of Torah on that, and I don't. We're going to get to in a bit some of the gedarim of when you say Ovid Mahani and Lov Ovid, and maybe by the end I'll be a little bit clearer. Offhand, I'll just say I don't recall exactly. They're certainly cousins. They're certainly very, very similar. In general, it's a big shaila about when you apply Ovid, and it's also a shaila when you apply Mitzvah Baba Avera. You'd have to, basically what we'd have to do is, we'd have to make, you know, the lists on both, and then like a cookie thing, we'd have to put it over to see, you know, where they're different and where they're similar. But they're obviously very related, no question about that. So, what he's about to quote is, I'll tell you two of the other ones. As far as I know, and I'm not the biggest expert on Yavin Mahani or not, but I did learn it years ago. If I remember correctly, I think there's three famous shitas in Rishonim or Achronim as to why certain cases where it seems that you would have said it, but we don't say it. Certain rules about when we do and don't apply it. One of the most famous ones, this is like the kind of thing like you just want to have in the back pocket, so if you're, you know, stuck at a shmorg with the big Rosh Hashiva, you're not sure what to say because you're not going to ask him what he thinks of the ravens, so you'll be able to drop this marit on him. Right, well, yeah, exactly. Some you could ask, but the ravens, well, those may be the giants or wherever, you know, some of the bears, and I think that's pretty much it. But anyway, the bottom line is you'll do better, depending on, you know, especially if you try to impress them, you know, if you tell them, so what do you think of that marit about Yavid Lo Mahani? You just have to have this marit in your back pocket. You could always pull it out. You can always pull it out. What's the marit? Marit says, we'll see it inside how it's applied here, but the marit basically says as follows. It's a little bit tricky. We just have to say it once or twice, we'll get it. It's almost like a tongue twister. It says marit. We would only say Lo Mahani, not as a punishment to you. No, it's not like a knaf, like on Shabbos. If you cook on Shabbos, you can't eat the food. It's not a punishment. The Marid understands that we'd only say Lo Mahani if it helped you. Why did you do an Avera? Because you're not allowed to create result X, and you did. That's an Avera. But if we say that result X whoosh, magically disappears because we disqualify it, if in retrospect you will not have been over the Avera, so then to benefit you, so to speak, we'll see Lo Mahani. But if Minei Obey, even if we disqualify the chalos, the result, it's too late. You already did the Maisa Avera, and therefore it won't help you to disqualify it. Then we just let the action stand. Did you understand the reason, or you don't understand what I said? Okay, I said it's tricky. E Ovid Lo Mahani is only in essence to your benefit. I want to use the board, but I'm just, this is like doing surgery on myself.
You did it or you didn't do it?
I don't want to erase this. I was like dreaming of people walk in tomorrow and see this. Oh my gosh. Oh gosh. Rabbi Lam once said this to me. I heard this from the Chod of Atma. I was sitting as close to him as I am to you. And he once said to me, with someone making a speech, it's not this Narishkeit, but drawing pictures. But he said, to edit yourself, it's like doing surgery on yourself. It's mamish painful. So this is, to me, was like brain surgery. Okay. So now we'll use the board. Right. Just tell my wife how impressed you were next time you see her, okay? So, E-Ovid Mahani, let's take an example. Let's take this example, right? Here. You have a little baby. I get to draw again. That's how we use this example. You have a little baby.
Oh, it's so cute.
Thank you. Still very happy.
Yes.
Supposed to have, so it was born on the birthday is on Thursday. Should have his bris. All right, this is day 8 on a Thursday. What happened here? He was yellow. So now, by day 10, Shabbos looks good. When should the bris be?
Sunday.
Sunday. You should tell everyone and tell the caterer, I'm going to need an extra $1,000 of the food because it's Sunday, everyone's going to be there. Bris on Sunday, right? That's the worst luck you can get.
Before the game.
Well, there's a reason like even the mitzvahs. The mitzvah being the bris, but anyway, yes. What happened though? For whatever reason, it's not important why, Moel bris mila anyway. Right? They did the Aveira. So now what well, there's two things that happened simultaneously. Let's go back here. Two things, one happened simultaneously. One is Chilul Shabbos, and the other is Bris Mila, right? The baby's now come out. The Shaila is, can these two coexist? So Sofer Sefer Chana said, yes. We live in a complicated world. You can have two opposites. Now that the Mincha Sanuk is asking, we should say Yavid Loi Mahani. I wasn't supposed to do it. I did a Chilul Shabbos. That should disqualify this.
Gotta do it again.
That's what you should say. So, what he's about to quote is the Marit. So I'm just giving you now the background of the Marit. Marit says that the only time we say Yavid, let's call this A and B. The only time we would say Yavid Lo Mahani, would we disqualify A, is if it helped you by removing B. If we would say that the Bris Mila didn't count, no good. Right? They reviewed it up in the booth, no good. Would that change the outcome? Would we say, oh, and therefore he's also in Samachal Shabbos?
What's that kind of case?
Oh, so we'll see. There are absolutely cases like that. So if the result is what triggered the Isser, and by us upschlugging the result, it also nullify the Isser, says the Marit, then and only then we'd say Yavid Lo Mahani. Just Lamoshal, forget, I don't want to get bogged down in why we do or don't say that in Temura. But theoretically, Temura, I would think, is a perfect example. In Temura, the whole thing is a chalos. You transferred the Kedusha, therefore I was over. Oh, so if I said you didn't transfer the Kedusha, it didn't work, Mamela, you wouldn't have been over.
That was not a din of a mindset.
Oh, you're already trying to be mechal. So, you're reframing why the Marit would apply in certain cases. But that's already a second step. The first is, what does Marit say? Marit says, we only say Yavid Lo Mahani if it's to your benefit. If by getting rid of Bris Mila, I would also get rid of Chil Shabbos, then we'll do it. But if it's going to get rid of Chil Shabbos, but you're still get rid of the Bris Mila, but I'm still left with the Chil Shabbos, what's the point? So that's so now. Now that you have that back in your mind, let's see it inside.
Parallel to that, the Isser of Chil Shabbos is external to the Bris Mila.
Well, that may be why it wouldn't.
Why it works that way, but
why it doesn't impact it.
Be the chiluk of when you say
yeah. Very good, because obviously Temura is very integral.
Right.
The Isser and the Chalos are Mamish 101.
Right.
Okay, let's read this inside. Vakan, fourth line, this paragraph, fourth line. Vakan, he says, in here, you will not be able to apply the reason of the Marit, which we now have in our back pocket for the next time we run into Rosh Hashiva. Now you're not going to be able to use the Marit. Wait, what's the case of the Marit? Not our case, a similar case. Shochet b'Shabbos. You hear? You're not allowed to shecht on Shabbos. Not Yom Tov is the heter. You're not allowed to shecht on Shabbos. What if you did? You have a Machal Shabbos. What about the animal? The animal kosher or not? Ooh. So, says the Marit, the Im Lo Mahani, Lo Yitukan Isser, Lo Armin Lo Mahani. So the Gemara says that the Shechita is kosher. So the Marit asked the Kasha, why you should say Yavid Lo Mahani? And the Marit answered, because since it wouldn't make a difference anyway, if I said the animal was treif, would that... But let's say I disqualified the Shechita. Would that help you get out of Shabbos? No, just like this didn't help. So says Marit, that's why we don't say Yavid Lo Mahani. We only say Yavid Lo Mahani if it would help. But if it's not helping anyway, we don't say. That's where he said it. And obviously, that's Mamish, the same case as ours. They're both Shabbos, so it's even really easy. Yes.
Would you make a brach on tray for candy?
Do you make a bracha? That's its own shiloh. That is a very interesting shiloh. But that's not doing a mitzvah. No, I don't think it's the same thing. Yeah, I don't think that's the same thing. I don't think it's the same thing. That's his own shaila about whether you make a bracha or not. Okay, do you know, if you eat on a fast day, do you bench? These kind of shailas. You're eating on Yom Kippur, do you make kiddush? You know, these.
It's not going to erase.
No, but I think
no,
it's.
Right.
The different kinds of cases. The different kind of cases.
You mean, you might as well say whether
Shmita. So he said, so he, the Marit, you know, he didn't have the benefit of learning the Marit. He was the Marit. So he asked the shaila. He was bothered. Why should we say Shmita's kosher? Yav Lomahani. That's what he said. No, because if we had said Yav Lomahani, it wouldn't help him. He'd still be Mechal Shabbos. So therefore, in such cases, that's his understanding. You don't say Yav Lomahani. The Kan Hobe Emes. And now we get now. Just to make sure you got it, because we're now get to get more complicated. Because now you have to throw in a whole new factor of Makalkel on Shabbos. Generally speaking, we assume that Makalkel is only Asur Darabanan. If you do something which is ostensibly a malacha, you do it in a destructive manner, Makalkel is only Mirabanan. So Shaila is, if I do a bris when I wasn't supposed to, was that a Makalkel or a Tikkun? So in part...
Why should it be a Makalkel?
Well, I just maimed the guy. So I was in part, that's going to depend on whether we require anything else afterwards. In part.
It depends on what the end result is.
Yeah, exactly. If you say that it's good anyway, then it's clearly not a kilkul. But if you said, LaMarshal, that Taklet, on Sunday can make him do a Taklet Tampris anyway, it was nothing, then maybe that's called kilkul, because I didn't do anything productive.
What's the definition of kilkul destruction?
If you maim the guy for no positive reason, that's considered kilkul. You beat up a guy and he bleeds.
You beat the ground. You
if you're destroying it, there's nothing positive. Yeah, I think so.
The ground is a means in order
to plow
and to redo.
That's not kilkul. Right, but that's what. But if I do a bris mila which didn't count, what's that to the means of anything? So yeah, he's gonna say that anyway it counts. He's gonna say it's still better because atavas dambris is a lot better. No, atavas dambris is a lot easier than circumcision. Lamaitza, the foreskin's gone. So he's gonna say that minei obey. He's gonna say it in two lines. He's gonna say that minei obey is a tikkun. But at least at this point, you see his mind is working. He's
a tikkun means you're better off.
Right. So he at this point he sees it as a zero sum game. If you're yotze, it's a tikkun. If
you can say no, because then he's going through it twice.
Yeah, good, good.
And the other one, he might as well just...
Very good, very good. So I hear what you're saying. So again, now he's adding this new point. The Khan, middle of the line. Hobe emes makalko b'chabura potter. Rakba mila amrin and to have a tikkun gavra. Right? If the mila would be a good mila, so then we look at it as a positive thing. You've been attacking that person from chaser to a sholim. But if you're going to tell me that he wasn't yosei anything, maybe that should be considered kilkul. Ayin Shabbos in the Rambam, etc. Imkain next line. Inevitably, Mahani lehava mekalkel. But it's tautological. You see, it's mamash. It's circular. If I say it's lo mahane, then memela I didn't do anything. Maybe it's kilkul. Then maybe it's kilkul. Ach, ze ein ze kosher. No. And now he's going to end the huff. This is really fascinating. Actually, the next paragraph is even going to be sharper. Sovrim, and this is what we discussed last week. Yeah, I wasn't here last week, but if you remember the last year, 2 weeks ago, we discussed when do you need a tafas abris, when don't you? It says, Loimibaya, obviously, according to those which we saw last year, the Nemo Shalaikidin ain't sorry, lahatif dambris. We discussed that there were certain shitas. He discussed it, it's right in the same page, the column on the right. You did a bris mila, everything else is perfect, but it's the wrong person or the wrong time. Some shitas held that you don't need a tafas amris. Says the chaschinuch, according to those guys, then pasha here you did a tikkun, because the kid doesn't need anything else anymore. Of course you accomplished something. Echein kosev ha-shagas ayeh. Shagas ayeh says it's habo hatalia. According to those shitas, clearly it's a tikkun. But then comes the chaschinuch with his chiddush. Afilu em nemar did tzorach la tafas amris. Even if you hold to such a person, a baby who had a bris mila on a Shabbos, and even if you said he needed a tafas amris, v'kalmokum, he says it's still considered a tikkun. Kevin ain't tzorach lamala lichras arlaso. The heavy lifting was done already. Kain nearly. That's his own chiddush. Only he says that. That's his chiddush. Now again, you could have argued that Didi said his, you know, you're going to traumatize him twice. But he doesn't say that. He says the bottom line is, Tavis, I'm bris is a pinprick. You won't even know it. You're gonna be like a doctor that says to the little child, look over here, look at here, look at the birdie, look at the birdie. Not even gonna know what happened. Yeah. I think that's a fair point. He is clearly not doing justice to a very complicated Hilchos Shabbos sugya. He's throwing around terms, but obviously these are hugely complicated categories. You're right. So Lamaisa, he has one answer to the question. You're asking why don't we say Yavel Mahani? So far he threw out the Marit. Marit says because we never say it unless it would help, but here it wouldn't help you anything. And happens to be, as I said, if you're just looking to drop a dime on somebody, that's the Marit. That's the famous Marit. But there's two other explanations that are also given in general in Shas. This comes up a lot, either in Gemaras themselves or Rishonim, Achronim. Do we say, don't we say? What are the rules? So a second popular answer given by Achronim is the Shachs. The Shach he has in the last line, again, the Shach is not talking about Bris Mila. The Shach is actually talking about a case of a Mechira on Shabbos or something, where you did something you weren't supposed to do on Shabbos, so would you say that the Mechira, the Kinyan, isn't good? Maybe the whole Mekach is ice, because you weren't supposed to do a Mekach on Shabbos. If I remember correctly, that's the conflict of that Shach. And he also discusses this Kasha, because the Shulchan Aruch says...
He can hypothetically take away. Because he could make a Kinyan violence, and then he could say, okay, I'm a Vatel.
I'm not saying there's no difference, but again, being what does that mean, mevatel? You can't if you say that the Kenyan he could be miayish, he could be mafkir. I mean, but that's not no. But mafkir doesn't put it back in the other guy's hands. He just says I don't own it anymore. That's for sure. So if I remember correctly, that's the Shulchan Aruch the Shach is going on. The Shulchan Aruch paskins that even though you did an avera, the mekach is kayim. So says the Shach, he asks the Kasha, why not Yav Mahani? Lo Mahani, says the Shach, to call Hecha the Hayom Goreim, Yavid Mahani Vade Kosher. In other words, what he says is, the only time you would say Yavid Lo Mahani is an Avera, Maisa Avera, which no matter when, how you did it, no matter when or how you did it, it would always be Osir. It is by definition Osir, period.
Stealing the
Luba. Something like that. Stealing is always Osir. Okay, that's a good example. So, doesn't matter if you did it on Shabbos, on Yom Tov, and this and the other. That's for argument's sake. As opposed to this, the Mekach on Shabbos, an hour before or 23 hours later, it'd be mutter. There's nothing inherent. It's just the Maisa is fine. Business. Kaddish Kedoshim. It's certainly not Osler. It's business. It's Jewish. It's just, so he says, in such a case where in essence the action was not Osler, but in this particular case, the timing made it Osler, we don't see Ovid Mahani. We don't see Ovid Lo Mahani. Ovid Lo Mahani is an action which is fundamentally corrupt.
So the action of Mila, nothing wrong with it.
So here we could apply that Shach. We wouldn't see Ovid Lo Mahani because there's nothing inherently wrong with Mila. Adarabba, it's a mitzvah. It's just Yom Kagarim. On this day, you shouldn't do it.
So maybe with this Shach, you can
think
doesn't even
have a thing killed. And he didn't even get into that with the Shach. Right. And the last thing to mention, which would not help, which is why it's not surprising it did mention, Rabbi Kiva Eger, I think in his Chedushim on Ksubis, Rabbi Kiva Eger says, you only see Avid Lo Mahani on an Isser Darais, not an Isser Darabanan. And a lot of the cases that are discussed are Isser Darabanan. So the Rabbi Kiva Eger says it's only done on Daraises. But that would not help him here, because this is obviously a Daraisa. But just again, that's just in your Avid Lo Mahani back, pocket. He keeps getting the Avid Lo Mahani folder. So those are the three answers that are popularly given. No, thank you. Okay. Now, by the way, in case you really need extra material, you could just everyone knows the Marit. You can mention, yeah, but did you know that the Nesivas Hamish, but also I like the Marit. Now, after that, I will change the topic. I'm out of material. Now I would say, so what do you think about them ravens? Okay. Weiter, next paragraph. This is a really fascinating paragraph because he's mamish going to get himself into not a tongue twister, but like the ultimate in brain twisters, and he's going to leave it with Tzarchian. Let's hopefully we can follow it. He says, Gam Nirlanias Daite, Im Amrinan, the Bechol Inyan have a Metakin. He's getting back to that topic. If you say that no matter what, with Hatavas Dabris, without Hatavas Dabris, it's always Mesakin. After Tarach Dabris, Efshar Lomar, Im Over Bemazid, Umal Shalabizmano. What if we got again, our case, our Moel, who did the wrong thing on Shabbos, he shouldn't have done it, but he did it anyway, because he already had four brisim scheduled for Sunday. And now this guy is going to back up. He's going to lose the business if he has to push this guy off till Sunday. He says, okay, Saturday. Everyone knows, yeah, you do brisim on Saturday. And he does it anyway. According to the Rambam and the Perish HaMishnayis in Masech, the Chulin, B'shochet B'Shabbos B'mezid, Havamumar, B'chol Rega B'chol Shabbos, Ayin Shemad V'Ramatikin. Now he says V'Ramatikin, but just in case you guys don't know these famous things, this is what we'll drop after the Ravens, after the Marit. Is this famous for Mishra Shai? The Gemara seems to say that if he shecht on Shabbos, we've used this before, it's kosher. And different explanations are why. Happens to be, not that this is our topic per se, so we're not going to defend how we can get out of the Gemara, the Rambam and Perish HaMishnayis seems to say no. Taka, it's not good. Why? Because if he shecht on Shabbos, he's a mumer. He's Mechal Shabbos. He's a mumer Mechal Shabbos. And the halacha is that a shechit of a mumer is not kosher. The blade could be perfect, that we could have the biggest mumcha afterwards check it, he did a perfect job, but it doesn't matter, it's an automatic psul, a mumer cannot shecht. So the other Rishonim say, in one form or another, what Tali just said, that the reason the shechita is kosher is because he didn't become a mumer until the end, and by that point the shechita is done. So he can do a second animal, but this animal is okay. But the Rambam says no. The Rambam says he is a mumer, and that's the line. Now you're Mandai, you'll appreciate the line at the end of that sentence, Tali. The Bechol Rega Mechal Shabbos. That's the line that they're Mandai again. That the Rambam is saying no, that every, not at the end of the shechita, every, I mean, these are things happening in a split second, but every. Even yeah, exactly. Yeah, which is a huge sugya. But the Rambam holds here again, without digressing too much on the Hilchos Shechita, because none of us are prepared for that. But Lamaisa, that's the Rambam Shita. The Rambam is the only one of the Rishonim, and it seems to be going against the Gemara, which is the big kasha on that Rambam. But the Menachas is not here to discuss if the Rambam is right or not. But he's saying Aliba the Harambam, who says that we would make the guy a mumer, therefore disqualify the Shechita. What about bris mila? A mumar is not kosher to do bris mila either, at least not mechachila for sure. So what would you say now? The guy did bris mila on Shabbos, but he's a mumar, according to that Rambam. Im kein hachanami nasa mumar umumar shemal mevur b'shulchan aruch l'ksas shitas. We saw this is a machlokas. We saw this last year, but at least according to some shitas, to have a kigoy b'tzorach latziv dat bris. So it says. On the one hand, if you say you see what just happened.
This is okay. Again, this is a heavy heart. We erased my artwork, but we'll do it again. Okay, now.
He's done one of these haveras before. Can he have a permanent status of
the absolutely, woman? Absolutely.
So he doesn't even have to wait to rega. He was
if he's a veteran.
If he's a veteran.
Yes, correct. That's correct.
Robert's like a guy.
Yes, correct. That's correct. So here, let's say the following. Right now he says, listen, if you say that the bris mila on Shabbos, if you say it was good, despite being usher, and good means, therefore, no hatafas dam bris. Oh, 1 second. So now I just did a bris on Shabbos. He says, that should make me equal to the shechita guy. What do we say about the shechita guy according to the Rambam? That he becomes a mumar. Requires a mumer by bris mila, requires at least according to some shitos hatafa dam bris, and as a result, our little baby should need hatafa dam bris. You understand why is that confusing? Because all we got to this conclusion, assuming that we started off with requiring no hatafa dam bris. It says, if we say that it was an effective mila. And not even needing a Hatafas Dam Bris, that will lead, boom, 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 to requiring a Hatafas Dam Bris. And now he's going to show the opposite is true, too. He gets you coming and going.
I still understand why that equals to the Shechita.
Oh, well, you mean why would you want to differentiate Mila from Shechita? Well, I was going to save it for after we got to the Minas Chidah to say maybe why you can be Mechalik, but Lefum Rita, to prima facie, Mestama, why shouldn't they be the same? It's actually very similar actions, similar results, similar mess, similar hygienics needed.
Because
but Lamaisa, but leave aside my humor, they're both Mechal Shabbos.
Because by Mila, you can hypothetically fix that up by a Tafas.
So what? Al-Chil Shabbos! Al-Chil Shabbos! There are two things that you can't do on Shabbos, and I did them. They both have results. Kosher food, the guy's in a mohel now, a mohel, and I messed with them on Shabbos, and I did them. If by Shechita we say that it's possible, so we should, that the Shechita doesn't count, we should say by Mila it also doesn't count. That's his argument. Let's just see the flip side of this. Then he continues, and he says, opposite, ach, last line, last word. Achi name of the opposite, came with the tzarch, lehatis dambris, like have a mistaken. And if you say no, that because he needed a tzarch dambris, and therefore it was not mistaken, imkein lo have a mumer. Then he really wasn't machal Shabbos, therefore it wasn't a mumer, the lo chal Shabbos klal. So he says, which one is it? Imkein tzarch ha'in adin kan. Now he's going to flesh it out. Im nemar de tzarech lahatif damris. If you did require on Sunday a hatavas damris, im kein lo have a mumer klal.
Because
he wasn't.
He was makalkil.
Exactly, because since you didn't accomplish anything, right. It's makalkil. Therefore, he's not a mumer. Umi laso kshera.
Why is that? That's what I don't understand.
What makes it a mumer? A mumer is if you were machal Shabbos, but maybe you're a mumer.
So
but that's oh yeah, but paradoxically, that's only if we said the meal was good. Because if you didn't say if the meal is no good, then all I did was bloody a guy. Exactly, but if I say that the meal is good to make him a moomer, then a boomerang, so the meal was no good because the moomer can't do a meal. Yes, I warned you. I said it's a brain twister.
The sin of moomer is not that he did something la'achas.
That's a separate point. A moomer la'achas was a moomer la'teyavon. But here he's just using the category of mazed. That's why he bavarned it. He said mazed. As opposed to shogeg. This is not like, you know, a Hollywood version of a moyle who doesn't know anything. This is a real guy who knew it, and that's a shogeg if he's an Amoritz.
Alright, so he did a din of mazed. So if you say it was good, then it's got to be a moment.
And then Mamela shouldn't be good because the mover can't do Mila.
And if you say it's
well, he didn't get to the. He's about to do that, and it exactly. And he's about to say, and if you say it needs a tavas abris, therefore it's no good. We'll have a mumer klal. And then it should be kosher. Vein tzarch lahatif. If never demilik share vein tzarch lahatif abris, how do they have a mumer tzarch lahatif? MS came with tzarch lahatif. If came meals also share. But Tali says that there's two. If mamash it goes in circles, it's not and they're opposites. But tarti the satri adani v'tzarchin, and he can't make heads. Yeah, it's going like this. Yeah, no, they're going up, they're going down, and they run into each other. He can't figure it out. He leaves the Mitzarachin.
I would say that when you have a mice of bris that's good, just that it appears good, you could be a mumer for doing that, even if it doesn't count, because it's the same bris mila.
That's tough to make him a mumer, or therefore not. To upslug the mila or not.
Mila's no good, but he still becomes a mumer because the same.
I would have thought that also. He does. He obviously doesn't think that. I would have thought it. I agree with you. I do agree with you. I would have thought that myself. Let's just see the end of the paragraph, at the end of the os. Gam efshar lomar imal b'shabes shalom bezmanu have a mitzvah b'avera. Now he gets back to Didi's point. Los and shita sefirleidim mitzvah b'avera mina toreinu yotzei. There are some who say me to right see, and I yotzei if you do mitzvah b'avera. Him can have a kinyum b'psul v'tzarachad adam dabris. And even if you hold like Tosfos and Sukkah and other places that hold that mitzvah b'avera is only psul mitzvah. Okay, so what? Become a mitzvah b'avera is only adam dabris. Kilo nimu b'leilu chadoma. Los and shita sarachin. So he's just confused about the whole thing. Bottom line, he is not offering a sefer psak. This isn't some, you know, a sort of psak and Reb Chaim Kanievsky or something. Just give me the meat and no bones. He's the opposite. He's giving you all the fat to chew on, and he's not giving you any conclusions. Just to point out one last thing on this point, which is that the equation between Shechita and Mila, which Didi was asking about, so I saw in the Sefer Avnei Chain, which is the, we've quoted this a few times in the past, that's Rav Al Yashiv's grandson, or Rav Zilberstein's son, I think it is. Zilberstein's son, that's Rav Yashar's son-in-law. Anyway, from Bnei Brak. So he wanted to be Mechalek, and he wanted to say, maybe you could say that Shabbos is better. Why? Because Bris Mila, which is a big discussion, but we assume, certainly a good reason to assume, the Shechita is not like a mitzvah kiyumis. You know, I mean, mitzvah kiyumis. You don't have to do Shechita. Shechita is like a matir. It's not really a mitzvah. It's a matir. So he says, maybe that's like a reshus. So you had no right to do it, certainly not on Shabbos, so then we say it's nothing, you're a mumer if you did it. But Bris Mila, what's a Bris Mila? Bris Mila is, Kishmo Kein Hu, it's a Bris. Why is Bris Mila Docha Shabbos? Because Shabbos is a Bris, right? We say it in Kiddush, Bris, you know, Ben Yuve, Shabbos is the Bris, ultimate Bris between Hashem and the Jewish people. And Bris Mila is a Bris between the Jewish, and Mila is a Bris between the Jewish people, Osi Leolam, exactly, is a Bris between us and our Bar Shalom. So Lamaisa, if you have a guy who does a bris when he shouldn't have on Shabbos, he is denying one bris with Hashem, but he's also being mekayim a second bris. Do you say a person like that is a mumer? So he points out that many contemporary poskim discuss the following shiloh, which was, you know, it's less common now, as you know, but certainly in parts of Americana a generation ago, it was very common. The guy who goes to shul, makes kiddush, and goes to work. Or just watch the TV, whatever. But what is, you have people who mechal Shabbos even before Hesya, but they weren't denying Shabbos. That was just their form. That was their form of Shabbos. They even kept. They made Kiddush. So the poskim say such a person is not the din mumer that the Gemara talks about. That a mumer mechal Shabbos with the goy. They say it's not like that person because that person is moda in Shabbos. He's making Kiddush. He goes to shul. He's just poshea on those very important details. I'm not minimizing them, but he says they're not. But that's not a mumer. Poskim, that is not his Kiddush. That many great poskim say. Because the mumer lechal Shabbos is someone who's denying Shabbos. They say a story about the Chofetz Chaim that he was walking down the street and there was a famous Jew, you know, a famous mechal Shabbos who was smoking. And when he saw the Chofetz Chaim, he hid the cigarette and he threw it down. And when they walked by, the Chofetz Chaim said to the people with him, "Nish the mumer." In fact, he was embarrassed by the Chofetz Chaim already. Was not a mumer. He was even that little 2% of being moed and Shabbos. They didn't want the Chofetz Chaim to know he was mechal Shabbos. That's already enough not to make him a mumer. The Chofetz Chaim actually makes kiddush. Supposing he's not a mumer, he says it's a mechal Shabbos. But he's not a mumer. And so says Rav Zilberstein Jr. here. Say, who then here? I did a bris. I shouldn't have done it. I definitely mechal Shabbos. But I mean, I'm not denying the bris.
He also probably did it for parnasa reasons or something. He didn't.
Or let's say it's the father doing it for free. Let's say the point is he's maybe moda on the bris. He's moda on the bris. I don't know why else he's doing the bris mila.
Right.
He's moda that there's a bris. It's just that he didn't get the bris of Shabbos correct. So therefore, he said, maybe you would say that even if he did have a mezid, it wouldn't make him a mumer. Because a mumer is not just someone who's mechal Shabbos. That's his point. A mumer is not just someone who's mechal Shabbos. A mumer is someone who denies the bris, Bein Yisrael Am, Bein Yisrael Rabbanu Shalom. And by doing a bris mila, he's clearly being moded in the bris, even at the same time as
a mumer. You have a problem with the basic classical cases.
Which is?
The guy is doing a shita, right, on Shabbos, right? He's still doing it. He's being mashiv of the Torah by trying to be.
Right. The difference is very good, very good. The difference is that kashrus is not a bris. Mila is a bris. The famous Gemara Shabbos, whatever it is, you know, 18 brisos or nichrus. When you do a bris mila, it's holy, 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 the holiest of the holies. So therefore, he suggests that maybe you could get rid of his whole equation, which is making our heads spin, was premised on the equation between shechita and Shabbos. Rav Zilberstein Jr. suggests maybe it's not an equation, because even though he's a Mechal Shabbos, because he's mowed in the bris by Yisrael or Bar Shalom.
That would really be that.
Only by bris mila.
Yeah.
Yes,
right.
Exactly. Yeah.
Right.
And
correct.
That doesn't because it says the big fish.
Yes. Oh, I hear. Okay, but why else is the guy doing a bris? I mean, let you just tell because his father wants it. You know what I mean? I guess that much we're not kosher the person. Yeah, I hear. All right. I originally thought we'd do more, but it's fine. It's not. We're not racing. We're not rushing. We'll just do more next week. That's all. Okay. Yashikayach.
Thank you.
Shkak to Didi.